on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, we still have some great content for you. Hey, don't miss that Screwtape Letters at Popejoy Hall coming in April. I tell you, if you were unable to make it up to see it at the Lensic a few years ago, I mean, this is New York, you know, at least off Broadway, if not Broadway quality, and pretty much a one-man show. There's actually two characters in it. But great dialogue. And, you know, when the content is provided by C.S. Lewis, I mean, you just can't top that, right? Look for details at fpatheater.com. And you spell theater either way, R-E or E-R. It'll go to the same place. And then at the top of the screen over to the right, you'll see... Or you can get the ticket information, drop down to Albuquerque and get that April 19th date and information. But yeah, and prayerfully consider who you might pick up a ticket for to bring to that. As you heard during the interview and previous interviews with staff from FPA, it actually has changed lives. And they have the Q&A after. Pretty cool. Hey, later in the hour, before the top of the hour, we'll visit with Sheology. They've got a brand new study kicking off next Tuesday, and you can find out more about that at Sheology.com, but we'll get into the details here in just a bit with the ladies from Sheology. In studio with me right now, Liz Tafoya, the Ministry Relations Manager with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Liz, thanks for coming back in.
Hi, Steve. Nice to see you.
You know, one of the things I so much appreciate about Johnny and Friends, quite honestly, similar to ABQ Connect, you know, we love to connect with local churches. Before you go into details about how you do that personally in your tasks with the ministry, for those not familiar with Johnny and Friends, just kind of give them a general overview of the ministry and what's available.
Johnny and Friends is a faith-based disability ministry co-founded by Johnny Erickson Tata. And we work with our families and individuals with disabilities. We provide events, camps, caretaking groups, things like that. Also, we work with our veterans, our local veterans here. We put together events and camps for them as well. And so one of the things that we love is, one, working with the families and showing them that they're loved in Christ, but two, connecting them with the churches and organizations here that welcome them and that make them feel included and welcomed in their ministry.
Yeah, and actually, you know, we almost always do this. If there's a church listening, you know, whether it's the pastor or maybe a lay person that wants to know how their church can connect with Johnny and Friends to be a part of maybe one of the respite events or other events going on with Johnny and Friends, how would you encourage them to make that connection?
They can look up our website, Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and on there it's going to give you information about how to contact myself, Liz Tafoya, Ministry Relations Manager, and you just give us a call and we'll just hear your heart for the church and get you set up.
Well, it's encouraging to see the different churches that have come alongside Johnny and Friends over the years, and even more recently, the opportunity for the respite events kind of get spread out. And for those not familiar, and listen, Liz, you can call me to task here if I don't get this right, okay? But essentially, these events, whether they're set up for an afternoon or an evening, it's an opportunity for the caregivers of the family member who's dealing with a disability to be able to drop them off for fellowship and activity and what have you. And the other members of the family at that time essentially just get a respite break for a couple hours. Yeah, they can go out to the car and take a nap if they want to, or they can go shopping or do things with other members of the family.
Go on a date.
Yeah. And actually, I know sometimes they'll drop off the person in the family dealing with the disability with sometimes other family members that will hang out and be part of those activities. But information on that, you can go to Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I. Got to spell out and johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico, and you'll find a list of events that are going on. Other things going on, Liz, we want to highlight?
Well, I just want to make note about the respite. The two coming up is March 21st at Paragon Church. That's in the Rancho area. Yeah. And then the next one is in April 24th at Grace Church here up in the Heights. And so you can go on to their websites, their church websites, and sign your child up for the respite.
And, you know, some people just this morning may have missed Coffee and Care, 10 o'clock. Now, I'm guessing that was at the Johnny and Friends offices.
So,
or right, often it is.
it's often there, but we do have a volunteer that has opened up their home. And
nice.
If you want more information on that, you can go to our website and give us a call, and we'll tell you our next date.
But the Coffee and Care, for those not familiar, again, Liz, you know, keep me on track here. It's essentially set up as a means of support. I mean, to meet with others that are walking through a life with disabilities.
Yes.
And to encourage one another and pray for one another. But typically each month the first or second Tuesday of each month?
So it's actually the last Tuesday month.
Okay.
And it starts at 10 a.m. And again, the location varies. But yes, it's a great time for networking, but also just ministering to one another. We do a devotional and just hearing each other's stories.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine families, you know, just have found different resources and to be able to share some of the information that they're walking through, you know, separately, but together.
Absolutely. Yeah. A community.
Yeah. Well, Rayleigh just came in, and she's busy with you at the ministry of Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Rayleigh, I should say, the operations coordinator. And Rayleigh, appreciate your time and Liz's time. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and touch on more about the ministry going on with Johnny and Friends. Can you all stay with us?
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. We'll get right back after the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, always glad to have you with us throughout the day. And a reminder coming up this Friday night, starting at 7 o'clock over at Calvary West Side. That's Montaño at Coors. It's a night of worship with John Reddick. He's got hope-filled lyrics and soulful vocals that resonate with audiences in his hometown of Tennessee and beyond. Home state of Tennessee. Chart-topping hits, though. He's got No Fear. You may have heard that one. And the gold-certified single God, Turn It Around, and I Believe It. Find out more about the evening with John Reddick. It's coming up this Friday night, 7 o'clock, Calvary Church West Side. Again, that's it's where the old Hastings was. Remember years ago over at Montaño and Coors? But calvarynm.church. Find all the details about a night of worship with John Reddick this Friday night at 7 o'clock. In studio with me, the ladies with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and we promised to let you know about some things coming up. Rayleigh Norman, you are the operations coordinator. You've been busy at work preparing for some events just around the corner, including this Saturday morning. Liz, you'd mentioned veterans, but Rayleigh, tell us about this veterans breakfast. Who's invited, where they should head out, and all the details.
Yeah, so we are going to have a veterans breakfast this upcoming Saturday at Faith Lutheran Church, and this is just to celebrate those who have served. We want to bring them in and welcome them in with breakfast burritos, coffee, orange juice, apple juice if coffee's not your deal, and just celebrate you and have fellowship in a Christ-like environment.
All right, and details about that, by the way, are on the website. Go to johnnyandfriends.org. /new-mexico. Once you get there, just scroll down. You'll see where the events are in chronological order, including this weekend's Veterans Breakfast. Thanks to Faith Lutheran Church for opening their doors for that. But it's important that you RSVP. They want to make sure they've got everything set up for that. But is there a cost involved with that as well?
Completely free.
Okay. So the veterans, that designed specifically for you, and there's more from Johnny and Friends. You know, I'm getting up there in age. I still enjoy getting out to the park, right?
Absolutely.
And that's another event that's happening. Play Day at the Park. That's on the calendar for March 7th. Now, I haven't done the math yet. March, that's a Saturday. Where's the play date?
We're doing our play day at the park at a park above in Rio Rancho. This is the first fully inclusive park in the Albuquerque and Rio Rancho area. And it's Disability Awareness Month. So we want to come together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we want to come together and celebrate this, celebrate our families with disabilities living in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. It's going to be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We're going to be out there. We're going to have candy. We're going to have fun. We're going to have some games as well. There's a lot to do at this park.
Yeah, I'm going to read through some of the things unique to this park.
Yes.
Because it's on the website at johnnyandfriends.org /new-Mexico. Scroll down to the events. Click on Play Day at the Park. It's going to be up in Rio Rancho again at a park above. But it's got, as you mentioned, inclusive and accessible play equipment, ADA compliant trails and ramps, splash pad that's open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. I haven't looked at the weather yet, but I mean, today's gorgeous. Welcome to
beautiful
spring in New Mexico in February. But they also have adaptive and wheelchair swings, outdoor musical instruments, sports courts, lawn games, shaded picnic areas, accessible restrooms, an amphitheater, bocce court. I haven't played bocce ball in a long time. You know, coming off watching the Winter Olympics and all the curling going on, come on. And they got a dog park too. So if you've got a dog, even if it's a disabled dog. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. All friends are welcome.
That's right. Johnny and friends. And, you know, that's something we've talked about before, too. With all the different events and opportunities to get together, whether it's, you know, the coffee once a month or the retreats or the dance in the park on the west side later in the year. It is friends, but ladies, it really is a family, right?
Absolutely.
It's a family, it's a community, and we all lean on one another and build each other up.
Yeah, well, we mentioned some of the things going on in southern New Mexico, down around Capitan, coming up in a while, but applications are open for those events. Is that still the case?
Yeah. So
still spots?
There are still spots for our family retreat and warrior getaway. So our family retreat is serving families with disabilities in the New Mexico, Colorado area. And we are providing a week-long respite for these families to come down and have fun in Capitan, New Mexico at Lone Tree Bible Ranch. We'll make the zip line fully accessible for wheelchair users, the big swing, the water slide.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been on a 40-foot tall zip line and you're ready, sign up. We're also looking for volunteers for this. We're looking for one-on-one buddies for these individuals with disabilities and their siblings to come down and share the gospel with these people.
And those buddies, I mean, those are relationships that turn into lifelong relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, ladies, we're out of time. We got to get the Sheology ladies in here. However, I want to make sure to throw it back to you. Anything that we left out that has to be mentioned to the KLYT listener before we go?
Absolutely. We've got a walk and roll on April 11th. It's going to be a community-wide event where we're fundraising for family retreat. So if you're looking, if you're looking to help us make family retreat possible, please come up support, as well as we are looking for sponsors.
Okay. And where's the walking and rolling going to be going on?
Hoffmantown Church.
Okay. Around the big block. All right. Well, great opportunities to be a part of reaching out to Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Ladies, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's do this again next month. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to catch up with the ladies at Sheology and find out what's happening next Tuesday and the following weeks. A great study is on the way. You don't want to miss details after this on ABQ Connect.